Democratic Representative Kent Smith of Euclid notes that activists and the Surgeon General warned that secondhand smoke was a danger in the 80s, but eventually...
Enough data came out that policymakers who probably didn't want to act eventually acted, and the public health benefited.
He compares that to the new data from Environment Ohio, which found that 18 Ohio cities had at least 30 days of elevated smog pollution last year. The report says there's a clear line between higher smog rates and problems with the lungs and heart. Smith says supporting the state's renewable energy standards is the first step to cutting the smog. But free market energy advocates argue breathing problems are not necessarily connected to just smog. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.